Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to today's episode. As you know by now, everything I talk about has to do with getting healthy now, as does today's episode, actually. And it's titled, What is the Best Birthday Gift You Can Give Me? Well, yeah, today's my birthday, and so I just wanted to show that these occasions can actually also be used to make the most out of it to give to others. So, yeah, as I just said, since it's my birthday and my show, I thought I would share what the best gift is you can give me today. And when you listen carefully, you'll realize it's not about me, but about the children I want to help and bless with the organization No Kid Hungry, which I posted on my Facebook page. I am Denise Thompson, a mom, wife, aunt, former nurse, teacher, etc. But these are actually only titles. Who I am is a caring, loving person who enjoys helping others and giving them what they need, not absolutely want. During the many years I have had the blessings to live, I experienced in the classroom that children who did not have good nutrition could not focus or learn as well as the ones with proper nutrition. You probably heard me compare our mind and body to a car that needs fuel to run. When it's out of fuel, it won't move forward. The same with our mind and body. They need hydration, proper nutrition, exercise, clothing to function properly, to be able to learn, retain information, and participate in exercise and so much more. What I've noticed comes all from the bottom of my heart with all the experiences I've had over my life. I was talking about teaching and how nutrition affects the children in one way or another. I know I was teaching somewhere. I know exactly where, but that didn't really matter. And I had one student, a sweetheart of a student, 10 years old. And every day, I could set my watch according to him. 30 minutes after he had lunch, he laid down on the schoolroom floor and was out, deep asleep for an hour or two. Finally, I started looking at his food that he brought from home. And it was usually some store-prepared food in a can, high sodium, and he didn't drink enough. So he always got dehydrated and felt faint. So he laid down and then he slept. And once he woke up, he was fine. So when I started figuring out what's going on, I asked his mom if she was okay with me to ask her a few questions in the best of her son, because I really cared about him so much. And she knew it because he went home many times and said, "This teacher really cares, Mom. I like her." And so she was more than happy to. And since I'm not allowed to diagnose as a teacher, even though I was a nurse before, I was very careful what I said. But I kind of pointed towards the nasty nutrition that he had and went on from there. And I go, okay, this is rather interesting. I hope that she takes it well, you know, so I can actually make that decision to help and to give her some suggestions and advice. All right, so I did. And lo and behold, everything went well. She took it well. She did take him to the doctor. They did test him. And he was actually diabetic. Nobody knew. And because I noticed the sugar, the sodium content, which is the salt content in the foods he was eating, I said that was the trigger for me to ask her to take him to the doctor to have him examined so he could do better, because I knew he could learn really well. And he was the one who did the best when I taught a foreign language. The others had more trouble than he did. And he was considered as slow, and people called him stupid, and there was nothing stupid about him. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because I know firsthand that children who do not have proper nutrition are mistaken for something they are not. They have issues in learning because their brain cannot function because it's not hydrated enough. Do you know that salt dehydrates the body because it takes so much water to actually absorb the salt? So there's not much left. And he didn't drink much more water to make up for the difference and to flush out the excess salt in his body. So that was bad. But the beauty behind this story is, as soon as he was diagnosed and the doctor confirmed that whatever I said, I was 100% on target, I made a deal with the mom and the son. And I said, if you do not have time to fix him a healthy lunch to take to school, let me know and I'll fix extra food for him and take it with me. And she goes, you would do that? I go, yes. It's in everybody's best interest. Your son will be happier because he has nutritious food and he gets to learn and he doesn't miss an hour and a half or 2 hours of teaching because he's asleep on the floor and you can't wake him up. So it's a win-win situation. So that was one experience that was really good. The other one was I met a family 2 years ago who had 5 children. He had one, she had one, they got married, they had 3 more, and they barely had food in the refrigerator. Whenever I went to go visit them, and the kids were asking for snacks or something, and I looked in the refrigerator, it was bare. Or all I found was McDonald's stuff in there. And I go, that is not good. These children are slow in learning because they don't have proper nutrition. And if you need to know more about what proper nutrition is, let me know and I can help you out with it. But it does contain all the food groups in the correct proportions with carbohydrates, proteins, fibers, and vitamins and probiotics. And even smaller children need these nutrients in the correct amount for their growth and their age level and everything to perform properly and to keep their body moving. Because as I illustrated with the first example, this student who was such a sweetheart, he literally crashed on the floor. And that is not conducive to anything. Number one, he could have caught a cold because the floor was not always warm. And, you know, so it's just really important that we do that. So I started taking this family under my wings, bought them things, bread machines, brought in 25-pound bags of flour, whole wheat, bread flour, yeast, everything that it took, flaxseed meal so they wouldn't use butter or eggs or milk or stuff for the kids. But the flaxseed meal is healthier and it has omega in it, which is good. And I taught them how to make bread so they didn't have to go and buy that white Wonder Bread, which has absolutely not much nutrition according to what I've read. And I go, okay. And so I could see how the children's behavior changed. I taught them how to fix soups with potatoes or rice, whole grain rice or whole wheat noodles and vegetables and stuff. And And I go, I can't believe they didn't know how to cook and had five kids together. That really hurt my feelings for the children's sake. And that's why this particular organization, which is a nonprofit foundation called No Kid Hungry, is so very dear to my heart. It's hard to believe that there are still so many children who go to school without breakfast, have a fixed lunch or lunch money to get lunch at school, or the school doesn't even have a program to feed the ones who are on welfare. And so I have found a few schools that have some issues, can't mention them by name, but they're trying to work with that organization. And by us supporting it, it makes a world's difference to the children, the ones who get blessed by a good meal, a warm meal in the wintertime, and some water to drink to hydrate. So that's why I am asking, if you want to give me a present, the best present you can give me is go to my Facebook page with Denise Thompson, and it has two pictures on it, a before where I'm in a purple top and I look really overweight, and the now picture, I wear a black dress and have a rose. And so if you go to that Facebook page and become my friend or just want to go and donate, I mentioned it yesterday again. I haven't done it today yet. Appreciate it if I could reach my goal or exceed it. Because children are the future. And if we don't give them the nutrition, the hydration, the things they need to grow mentally and physically so they can learn and make something out of themselves, we're sabotaging ourselves and we're not helping anybody with anything. So every dollar counts. I don't care if you cannot give much, but if you can just give a dollar or something and we can reach the goal, and it's only on today and two more days, I would so greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions on where to find it or you can't find it, let me know so I can help you work through it. So yes, your support is greatly appreciated. I would also consider it a huge favor and a huge gift just to say that you appreciate my shows when I talk to you, that sometimes you really get something out of it that's very valuable to you. And sometimes you have questions, but then it's up to you to ask the questions. Remember, I always leave you with a email address or something. If you have some health issues or you think you might have and you would like to find out what's going on, I offer you a free health goal strategy session. And if you choose to receive a newsletter, I send out weekly a short to the point newsletter via email. That's a health newsletter, and it always has a good recipe and some activities and some suggestions in there that you can apply or can use for somebody else, and you get to share it. So if you want either the health goal strategy session or the e-health newsletter or both, write to me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net. And make sure that you put in the subject line in capital letters, BTR, plus the short information like would like to collect on gift, would like to donate to No Kid Hungry, or something like that. So I know before I open it what I need to look forward to. And I get to dig it out of the spam folder as all first emails go into the spam. So that would be my biggest, best present ever, if I could reach my goal or exceed it, to help these children as they are our future and as they need the fuel to get their minds and bodies working so they can learn and make something out of themselves. So I think that's about said enough about that. I just really wish all of you a happy Valentine's Day, a happy month of February, and may 2021 be the best year ever. Remember, live every day with an attitude of gratitude. That's my motto these days. And just make the best out of everything. And remember, every dollar towards that No Kid Hungry nonprofit organization or foundation helps a child to get fed. So I just want to really emphasize that and ask you to be kind and do something, because you never know when you are in that situation that you need support. And that's about it. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you have suggestions, you want to be on my radio show, you have something to deliver that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, as education does, as everything in our life actually does, let's do something for someone else. Doesn't matter how small or how large, but let's just think about somebody else and not focus just on ourselves for everything. Having said that, I wish you a fabulous week, and I'll talk to you again next week. Take care and enjoy a happy Valentine's Day.